بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Today, inshallah al-aziz, we continue in our journey to understand the beautiful surahs of the Quran. We continue with Surah Al-Nahl, which is the surah of the bee. The end of Surah Al-Hijr and the beginning of Surah Al-Nahl are extremely very well connected. Surah Al-Hijr ends with a description of the resurrection and the questioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what people used to do in life. And Surah Al-Nahl begins by saying that the event ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Day of Judgment, will also come to pass. So this surah is a Makki surah, which was revealed in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And Surah Al-Nahl is called the Bee, because it talks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the bee to drink nectar and to produce honey. And we know from the Quran and from the Sunnah that within asl, which means honey, there is shifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So honey has healing properties for mankind. And this surah outlines matters of creed, such as the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the resurrection and the revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah also talks about the numerous blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mankind and reminds people to be grateful to Allah azza wa jal. And if they are not grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them of the consequences of being ungrateful. In other verses of the Quran, we remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, that if you are grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in His favors. But if you are ungrateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab is extremely severe. So Surah Al-Nahl highlights an important part of the job of the prophets, which is witnessing for or against their people on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. That if you followed your messenger sincerely and you spoke the truth about him, then they will testify for you and they will be there with you on the day of Qiyamah. But if you went against the Sharia and if you went against the Prophet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those same prophets witness against you. Just like everything in our life, the mosques, or our hands and our feet and our eyes, everything can either testify for you or will testify against you on the day of Qiyamah. And additionally, Surah Al-Nahl talks about fulfilling the covenants and talks about the halal and the haram in terms of food. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us against issuing fatwas without proof. In this day and age, everybody is very, very quick to execute a fatwa and say this is the ruling, this is the reality. But everything that we make in terms of statements, they need to be grounded with evidence. So those people of authority need to make sure that they listen to all the evidences before providing a fatwa, before making a ruling. Surah Al-Nahl ends by praising the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam because of his firm position regarding the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It orders the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, millata abikum Ibrahim, the way and the method of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is our forefather, and to call people to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using wisdom and also via good preaching. So Surah Al-Nahl is a very important surah which reminds us of not to be eager to issue statements against other people and to follow our prophets in the correct manner and to be sincere in the way that we follow them and realize that we will all be accountable and even our limbs and our bodies will either testify for us or testify against us on the day of Qiyamah. And then we continue on to the next surah, which is Surah Al-Isra. And all of us know this surah very well because we mentioned this surah during the month of Isra and Mi'raj, during the month of Rajab, where we talk about Isra and Mi'raj, the sacred journey of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the earth, and also the ascension of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam into the heavens. So Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, is the night journey. And the relationship between Surah Al-Isra and the preceding surah, which is Surah Al-Nahl, is that there are a few quite strong and powerful connections between these two surahs. Surah Al-Nahl ends by talking about the Sabbath and its sacredness to the Jews, and Surah Al-Isra contains legislations for the Jews. Also in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to have patience despite the troubles that the Quraysh were causing him. And as you know, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to Ta'if to call people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to garner support for the Muslims at that time, how they pelted stones at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and how he bled profusely. And this was towards the end where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to remain patient in spite of their persecution and in spite of the troubles that he was facing. And in Surah Al-Isra, we learn about the great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the honor due to the patience of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was via the night journey from Makkah al-Mukarramah via Madinah al-Munawwarah to Jerusalem Bayt al-Maqdis, and from there into the heavens where he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular surah. Another connection between these two surahs is that in both of these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a lot of the blessings that he has given upon all of mankind, and especially the blessings upon the ummah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And finally, in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how to benefit from his creations, i.e. such as animals and the crops that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed here on earth for our consumption, for our use, not for us to destroy Mother Nature, destroy the earth or the environment, but to utilize it so that we can safeguard ourselves, protect ourselves and feed ourselves, and also use that for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the food and the crops and the animals, everything that we see it as a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we do shukr to Allah azza wa jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in this surah explains how to benefit from social relationships as well. For example, our relationship with our parents, our relationship with the poor, because you can learn so much from your parents in terms of experience and knowledge and hikmah. We can also learn a huge amount from the poor, because when you look at poor people and how grateful they are in the situation that they are in, it makes you even more grateful for all the blessings that you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the widows and the orphans and how to fulfill our rights to all of these people in this particular surah. So it's a very comprehensive surah, which is Surah Al-Isra. This surah was revealed in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and it is called Isra due to the miracle of the night journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But another title for this surah is also called Banu Israel. So in some Qurans you'll find it to be called Isra, and other Qurans you'll find it to be called Banu Israel, but both of them are exactly the same, because it tells the story of the children of Israel and how they became scattered into groups on earth. The virtue of this particular surah, which is narrated by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she mentioned the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to recite Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Zumar every night before going to sleep. So there is a huge amount of blessings for us to achieve by following the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And a summary of this surah is that it tells us the night journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and other important themes within this surah are those of gratitude, of shukr and ingratitude and gratefulness to Allah azza wa jal, of social relationships with one another, of morality and ethics, and also about the oneness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah azza wa jal rewards his servants and rewards his believers when they are patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward is also abundant as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand Surah An-Nahl and also Surah Al-Isra. Jazakumullahu khairan.